Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, this week, the Queen of England celebrated her 95th birthday. And if we asked you which city in America is known as the Queen City, could you guess it? Well, it's Charlotte, North Carolina. And that's where we're headed for the next few minutes of the show, as it's time for Destination Spotlight number 74 in our ongoing series, a place located in the 12th state in our nation that was admitted to the Union in 1789, known as the Tar Heel State. Before we head off to Charlotte, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And it's a great day to get your new luggage, because Travel Pro is running their Save Big Sale right now, offering 15% off everything plus free shipping. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Elite Collection. Rudy prefers the Max Light Series. And as we always say, one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is quality luggage.
It certainly is. And Travel Pro Luggage, well, it's the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers. Why? Well, for its durability. And because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Save big, folks, with this 15% savings offer off everything. Plus the free shipping, as Mary mentioned, at TravelPro.com, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's travel to North Carolina via that show hotline, as Gina Sheridan with the Charlotte Regional Visitors Authority is all ready to go.
It's nice to connect with you today, Gina. Mary and I welcome you to RM World Travel's Destination Spotlight on the Queen City.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be here and talk all things Charlotte today.
Yes, exactly. So, listen, I think a good place to start off, you know, for a good part of the late 2000s and certainly the last decade as well, Charlotte was consistently the fastest growing city in America. There are some terrific cities, certainly in North Carolina. Charlotte, the largest from a population standpoint. It's a modern city, a real mix of cultural attractions and, you know, a vibrance from an economic standpoint. Tell us how long you've lived there and what you enjoy most about the city.
Sure. So I have been in Charlotte for a little over 20 years, and the majority of that time I've actually been marketing the city. So I've had a unique opportunity to really jump in and explore all that there is to see and do, so that I could tell everyone why they needed to visit Charlotte. It is one of the most welcoming communities, and it is a bustling metropolis. We do have one of the tallest skylines in the southeast, and I know you talked about the population, but we have so many attractions that are unique to Charlotte that you really cannot find anywhere else.
Right.
Things like the U.S. National Whitewater Center. Which
I want to talk about that with you in a moment. It's a big thing. Yeah,
I want to give you an opportunity to talk about the Uptown District, because I think that I'd like you to highlight that. There's a lot of great restaurants, a lot of museums. So do you recommend that, you know, travelers kind of start there when they get their footings in Charlotte in the Uptown?
I really do. We call it Uptown because it's the highest point in the city, and so that really differentiates downtowns in most cities from our uptown or center city area. But it really is the urban core of our city, and you're able to experience really kind of that feel of the restaurants and nightlife at every turn. You know, from a public art perspective, we have some outstanding museums. We have the Beckler Museum of Modern Art. Mm-hmm. We have the Mint Museum uptown, the Levine Museum of the New South, Discovery Place for kids.
Well, that whole area really draws you in. There's no question about that.
It really does.
And something else that also is in Charlotte, I mean, we've talked about it a little bit earlier today on the show, but you've got the NASCAR Hall of Fame, clearly the renowned Charlotte Motor Speedway. But I do want to go back, so we have enough time, because what you just mentioned, some of our listeners might find interesting to know, Charlotte is the home of the world's largest man-made whitewater river.
Yeah.
So talk about the adventures that await them at the U.S. National Whitewater Center.
It is. So originally built for this Olympic-level whitewater, the U.S. National Whitewater Center has really evolved into a great big backyard, and it boasts everything from trails, which are known throughout, you know, the country for people to come and run the trails. There's whitewater rafting, there are canopy tours, there is stand-up paddle boarding. You know, there really is something for everyone, and it's just a massive campus, if you will, has over 45 miles of trails alone just at the U.S. National Whitewater Center. So it in and of itself really is a destination.
Gina, I'm curious if the 7th Street Public Market is open during the pandemic. I'm a big fan of that public market.
It is, and I'm so glad that you asked. It is open. It is, you know, continuing to evolve. I will say the tourism culinary scene uptown, while it certainly had challenges over the past year, it's continued to thrive. In Charlotte alone, we've had over 70 new bars and restaurants that opened over the past year.
Oh, and wow.
The food hall scene, similar to 7th Street Public Market, really has continued to expand. We've had this adaptive reuse revolution, if you will, with similar food halls such as Optimus Hall.
So, Gina, we're going to I don't mean to step on you. I apologize for that. But
we've
got only about 25 seconds left, and we do like to ask one final question, and that is really just to, if you've got a large audience listening, to give us one surprising or interesting fact on Charlotte that you think will entice our listeners to come visit.
Okay. I think, you know, most people do think of Charlotte as an urban city, but our greenways, our trails, our outdoor spaces are bar none. We have over 52 miles of developed greenway trails, and I would encourage you to take a look at the Charlotte Trail Guide, which is an interactive digital resource that Charlotte's got a lot of.
Well, there we are. And you also, for folks, you know, the Dr. Billy Graham Library is there as well. It's another thing. It's a big draw.
Right,
there.
It is. Charlotte.
Folks, you can find out more, a lot more, and the website is just charlottesgotalot.com. Gina, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Gina, take care. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, Charlotte, North Carolina. Mary, there it is, number 74 in the series, Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. That music means we're about to hit the 11 a.m. Eastern Time break. We need to wrap hour one. Don't despair, though. We still have another new hour straight ahead. After these messages, we'll all be back for hour two. Keep your radios locked in or catch us anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.